Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today for this late Wednesday edition of Questions with the Queen. This is episode number 57, which means I've had 57 weeks of giving you guys an answer to a question from a fan or someone who's just reached out to me and asked me a question. So this week's question is very interesting, and I cannot remember if we've had this question before, but I'm just going to take a jab at it. Even if we have, I'm sure I'll answer it differently because I can't quite remember what my answer would have been from the last time anyway. So with that being said, the question is, how is religion used in my business? And it's so funny that this question was asked to me because I just recently had a conversation with someone about religion on Facebook and, you know, what her views were or whatnot and how she handles things or whatnot. Here's what I believe, you guys. I believe our religion has to be a definite part of our life if we are a believer and we choose to, you know, walk this Christian life like I do. I think that it's just a part of our natural life. I don't really believe that a person should be, you know, religion is just on the forefront of everything that they do in terms of their business. And what I mean by that is I don't send out all this religious memorabilia of, you know, God is King and all that. I don't do that type of stuff. I will send a holiday card. I will send a Happy Easter. I will do postcards and everything and whatnot like that. Here's what I also know. I will also, whenever I have my holiday party, which is in December, I always have someone that will pray. So I've never allowed, you know, various religions or whatnot to stop me from having someone pray. I always have someone pray whenever I have one of my big events like that. So that's how I use religion. Here's what I know about religion in business. I know that many times people say that, you know, hey, people can be fired or whatnot and whatever, but here's what I know, that it's so important that if you're a believer, it's important not to put God in your back pocket or whatnot. All of my clients know that I love God and I will do whatever I can to, you know, make sure that I'm honoring His will for my life. So that's what's the most important thing, is that you have a personal relationship with God. And whatever you choose to do for your life, that's between you and God. I don't infringe my, you know, oh, everybody's got to go to church on Sunday and all this kind of stuff. No, but on my Facebook personal page, I do put, you know, information about me going to church or whatnot. That's my personal page. On my business page, I share. I really share with people and just really share my knowledge, my what can I do to be a light for them? What can I do to help someone? I think that's one of the best things that you can do with any of your businesses is just make sure that you share your heart and who you are and what you represent. Don't let anyone stifle who you are and what you represent. It's so important when you think about even politics, religion or politics or anything. It's so important that you, you know, keep the information, your thoughts and everything to yourself in a simple way because you don't want to offend anyone. I know, for instance, in my company, I have some individuals that are, I think they're Muslim. I'm not even exactly sure what religion they are, but I know that they're not Christian. And I learned that early on in my business, early on. So what I have is I don't have a Christmas party. I have a holiday party, and that just solves it. And it's so funny because that particular family comes to the event, and they are very happy to be a part of that event. And, you know, they've never questioned anything or I just make the event happy and wonderful for everybody. And I think that's what we should do. We should make determinations in our own life of how we want to live and how we want to represent God. I want to represent God by providing wonderful services and, you know, appreciating on people and loving on people. You might want to represent God by, you know, sharing information or whatnot. But I would suggest if you're in any type of business or anything like that, and for just to respect everybody's information and how they feel and whatnot, be careful of what you share. You know, I had to, when the election was going on in 2007 or 8, and everything was going on about Obama, and I can't even remember who the Republican nominee was, but I had somebody that I was connected with, and he was just like, he absolutely hated Obama, and he didn't want anything to do with Obama and everything that he had going on. And he said some pretty horrible things just about him as a person. So here's what I had to do. I had to make a decision for myself that, okay, Cheryl, are you going to be able to follow this person and listen to all of this stuff? Because it was just like a spout being poured out with poison coming out. It was that bad. So what I figured out for me is I didn't feel comfortable with that. I didn't want to hear all of this bad stuff about, you know, the man who ended up being our president, actually, and who ended up changing the lives of so many people or whatnot. I didn't want to deal with that, to be honest with you. So I chose to unfriend him. And it's okay. It's really okay to unfriend people if you don't feel like they're, you know, somebody that you want to learn from or whatnot. And just know that if you are somebody that you really have strong feelings about religion, about politics or whatnot, just make sure that you can honestly say that that you will be able to be open and non-judgmental. I will just say it like that because it's so important for you to just be non-judgmental when you're dealing with this, especially in your business, because it can come back to haunt you, definitely. So I just want you to be sure when you speak with someone or whatnot that you know what's in store when you decide to put religion or politics out on the table, and not in a bad way. And I just feel like with religion, I just feel like just be a Christian, you know. You don't have to shout it from the rooftop or whatnot. Just show those tactics, because so many companies, even though they don't per se talk about religion, they have characteristics and things that they want you to follow that could be defined as Christian principles. So just live your life right in how you choose to live your life, and then go from there. So, and that is all I want to say about that. So you guys have a wonderful Wednesday for this late edition for Questions with the Queen. The question is, how is religion used in my business? And it is used how? Just in a non-confrontational way. You know, I have prayer at some of my events or whatnot, and that's pretty much it. I just live a Christian life. So that is my answer for that. So have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.